couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPosito, and the Celtics' first-round matchup is set in stone. Miami Heat absolutely trounce the Chicago Bulls in the second play-in game here, solidifying their 8th seed, and officially are becoming a first-round matchup for this Boston Celtics team. Want to dive into today's podcast, obviously a little different. We're not doing a game day recap here. This is a series preview. And to get things started here, I want to give out a quick prediction, right? Everybody wants to talk about it. Everyone wants to hear how long this series is going to go. My opinion, I want to say Celtics in four. I still think there's a possibility of Celtics in five. But there is no chance in hell this thing gets dragged out to six. Clip this, save it, bookmark it, whatever you want to do. This does not make it to six games. Boston Celtics are a completely different team this year. I know people want to say the Miami Heat have had the Celtics numbers. Sure, they beat them last year. They were an 8 seed last year. Doesn't really matter. Every season is different. This Celtics team is different. That Miami Heat team is different, right? Want to start with the Celtics here, right? Our entire starting lineup is so much better than it was just last season. You look back to last season, we had Robert Williams and Marcus Smart, excellent players in their own rights. However, neither of them were really threats from beyond the arc. One of the reasons that the Boston Celtics got beat last season, granted, part of it was because of Jason Tatum's injury in Game 7. Celtics came battling back, had a great run to make it to Game 7. However, they did fall back three games in a row at the start of that series, right? There was a reason behind it. The reason being Miami, one of the best teams in the league at throwing out crazy zone defenses. Because Marcus Smart, Robert Williams were not threats beyond the arc, they had the ability to play zone against us. And it worked well because you were forced to get people into the lane and try to kick out, but there was no one to kick out to, right? Marcus Smart, not hitting those threes. Robert Williams wouldn't even attempt those threes. This Boston Celtics team is so drastically different because we are virtually zone-proof. You get Jason Tatum into the heart of the zone right near the free throw line. He has the ability to hit you with a mid-range. He has the ability to kick out. Kristaps Porzingis has the ability to do anything at the free throw line. But every single person on this team, 1 through 7, can shoot. 1 through 8, frankly, right? You got your starting five. Everybody can shoot there. Horford, Hauser, Pritchard, all of them. Every single person, 1 through 8, those main rotational players had the ability to shoot and shoot at a high percentage, right? That is the difference this season. We have not had that in a long time. The Celtics have Drew Holiday, Sam Hauser, Al Horford, all above 40% from beyond the arc. Derek White's at 39.6% from three, basically there. Peyton Pritchard, 39%. Tatum, Porzingis, JB, all very big threats from beyond the arc. The Celtics team does not have a weak link as far as shooting is concerned. Out of your starting five, and even going into the rotation, guys, JB is the lowest percentage at 35%. Guess what? The dude can cut into the teeth of that defense and kick out, and he has been all season long. Right, this Celtics team does not have a weak link. They do not have anybody that you can leave wide open. Right, that is the major difference between this team and the season that we had last year. Right, this is not a team that you can roll out all of those junk defenses, zone defenses on, because the Celtics have too many guys that can beat the zone. They have so much talent up and down, and the Celtics are very healthy right now. We're coming into this postseason, first round specifically, with zero injuries. 1 through 8, every guy is healthy, you can expect a lot of minutes from Jason Tatum, a lot of minutes from Jaylen Brown. You'll probably see Kristaps Porzingis around 35 minutes, probably 38 for Derek White and Drew Holiday. You're still going to end up seeing, you know, 15, 20 from Hauser, Pritchard, maybe a little bit less than that. Same with Al Horford, right? So you have all of those guys coming into this playoff series healthy. You don't have to throw in random lineups like we have, frankly, over the last couple of weeks, because we've been resting guys, because we've had this entire Eastern Conference locked up for what feels like a month and a half, right? The Celtics are coming into this postseason so healthy and coming off of one of the best offensive seasons in NBA history. They are poised to do something special, and it's not something that is going to be ruined by a zone defense. Looking at the Miami Heat, however, very different story. Also, different team than they had last year. They lost two guys that absolutely destroyed the Boston Celtics last season, and they got back Terry Rozier, which, huge addition, give him credit there. However, Terry Rozier is hurt, hasn't played in either of the play-in games. We don't know when he's coming back. Will he be back on Sunday? Possibly, but it's right now speculation. They do not have the guys that are healthy, able to go and play games right now. Jimmy Butler, their best player. Playoff Jimmy, Himmy Butler, if they want to call him that, right? None of them. He's not available either, right? You look at this Miami Heat team, well-coached, have the ability to throw out good zone defenses, don't have great perimeter defenders outside of Jimmy Butler, but again, no longer there. Give Caleb Martin some credit, decent defender there. However, he's more of a system defender. Jimmy Butler is a good defender. He's not playing. Miami Heat also don't really have a ton of unbelievable shooting. Jimmy Butler actually is the highest percentage three-point shooter on this team at 41%. You've got Orlando Robinson. Dude's take averages 0.4 attempts, not really counting him. Drew Smith, 41.2%, doesn't really play. Not really going to rely on him, right? But they've got some other guys. Tyler Hero, give the guy some credit. Had a horrible, horrible play in game one. Came out tonight, played really well, right? They do have guys. Duncan Robinson, solid. Terry Rozier, solid. Again, not playing, right? Outside of that, you're really relying on a lot of, like, the Caleb Martins of the world, the Kevin Loves of the world, to come in off the deep bench and try to contribute. And I'm not saying that to knock this Heat team. I'm saying it because the talent discrepancy is there. It's clear that it's there. There's a reason that the Miami Heat were 46-36. Like, there's a reason that they were in these play-in games. They didn't take the game seriously, and frankly, the level of talent just isn't really there, right? And Jimmy Butler, the one guy on this Heat team that is absolutely capable of willing a team to victory in at least one game, right, isn't even going to be there. You never, ever wish for another team's player to get injured, ever. I would much rather play this Miami Heat team at full strength and walk away with our heads held high, ready to continue playing on. I think it'd be a great mental test for this team. With that being said, you play the team that's in front of you. There are Celtics fans that cried a lot of last year talking about the Celtics losing because Jason Tatum got hurt. It happens. Injuries are a part of the game, and it's one of those things that, again, you don't wish on, but you have to play the cards that you're dealt, right? And this is the cards that the Celtics are dealt. It's favorable for the Celtics, but it's not what you want. You want to prove you're the best. At this point, they're gonna have to do what they can to blow this team out. Because otherwise, if this goes to six games, which I do not think it will, if this goes to six games, people are going to give the Celtics crap. But this Miami Heat team does not have a lot of guys. I love Jaime Jaquez Jr. I think he is the absolute perfect fit for this Miami Heat team. And he's played well all season long, played really well, including tonight's play-in game. But he's not a guy, like, he does not shoot well from beyond the arc. He's one of those guys constantly moving, but he shoots 32% from three. He's a guy that you can kind of sag off of a little bit. He does have a mid-range. He doesn't pull up a ton, though. Very active trying to get to the rim. Good passer, good ball mover, and he's a guy, again, constantly moving. This team still has a lot of guys that can go out and play well. And honestly, they've played better without Jimmy Butler on this season, at least from a percentage standpoint. With Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat have a winning percentage of 0.568, so 56%, right? Without Jimmy Butler, 65%. Smaller sample size, but 13-9 without Jimmy Butler. This Heat team still has guys. And frankly, the way they play is drastically different. I don't think it favors playoffs, but regular season it does. This Miami Heat team plays significantly more free. Ball moving a ton, constantly moving guys, going around pick and rolls, setting a lot of screens, trying to get guys like Duncan Robinson in a groove, in a rhythm. They do all of that when Jimmy Butler's not there because they don't have someone to rely on to create offense for themselves outside of Tyler Hero. That's it. And that might change depending on whether or not Terry Rozier is here or at least, you know, available for a couple of the games in this series. But as of right now, the Celtics are poised to really take over this series and wrap this up pretty early. They've been unbelievable at home this season, and I thoroughly expect them to continue that. We're 37-4 at home this year. We wrapped up best record in the NBA by far throughout the entire playoffs. We have home court advantage. If you win your home games, you win an NBA title. That's it. If you lose, you have to win on the road. With that being said, I don't want them to win all their home games and lose all their road games. That wouldn't be fun either. But it's setting the Celtics up to play really well throughout this postseason. Kristaps Porzingis has talked about it. The Celtics have the best fans in the NBA, and they show up everywhere. They don't just show up on the home games. They show up on the road. They show up everywhere cheering on this team. And you'll hear Jason Tatum MVP chants anywhere. Probably not in Miami. But then again, Miami fans don't even go to Miami games. So who knows? There seem to be a lot of open seats. I don't know if people are buying them and just not showing up or they just don't give a shit. Maybe we'll see a sea of green in Miami. Wouldn't be surprised. A lot of fake fans over there. So either way, Celtics poised to make a good run at this. My prediction, Celtics in five. Can Eric Spoelstra draw something up? Can the Celtics have a bad shooting night? Absolutely. Will it happen? Who knows? Celtics in five is my prediction, and I'm standing by it. If the Celtics pull it off in four, excellent. Don't think it's going any further than five, though. That's where we're going to wrap things up. We are very much looking forward to a first-round matchup with this Miami Heat team. Cannot wait to send them packing. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?